Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've talked about this before on this show, but we've just learned that getting your hands on produce from local farmers keeps getting easier and easier. For example, two Saturdays a month, our next guest and her business partner pack as much local produce that they can find into brown boxes for people to pick up at various locations around their area. Heather Hardy is co-owner of Brown Box Veggies, based in Columbia. Heather, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us how all of this got started.
It started as a co-op in my neighborhood, quickly got to 30 families, outgrew my living room, had a child going to college and just thought, you know, how nice it would be to give him a little bit of extra money every month so he didn't have to work. And Brown Box Veggies evolved from that. And we're servicing about 300 families twice a month now. So it grew from 30 to 300 families. And we're in our fourth year of business.
And so it sounds like you're sort of like a conduit between the farmers and the people. Instead of people just joining one farm's co-op, they're basically joining lots of farm co-ops through you.
That's correct. In our last box, we had seven different farmers. We pack four different fruits, eight to nine different vegetables in our box. It's enough for a family of four for 2 weeks. We pack at the farmer's market. Jackson Brother Farms and Sin Brothers gives us space to pack our produce. They're packed on Friday night. Everything is pre-ordered online a few days before. And then on Saturday, we deliver through our delivery fellas, who are actually our husbands, our sweet and handsome husbands, and they're delivered to eight different locations around the Midlands.
Your customers are ordering online, and you are also ordering the produce you put in the boxes online?
No, sorry. No, the boxes are ordered online through our customers. I meet with the farmers a week to 2 weeks beforehand to see what's coming off the fields and then to place our orders. We always sell out. I know how much produce we need.
And how are they delivered? People are already waiting at the delivery spot for the boxes to arrive?
Well, we have pickup at our delivery locations from 9:30 to 11:30. We have a veggie representative that shows up before the pickup time. Our customers come in, they tell us their last name, check their name off of a list, and help them carry the boxes to the car.
Now, is it like most co-ops direct with the farmer itself? You don't really know what you're going to get. It's just whatever the farm has.
Actually, when we started this business, I started a co-op coming out of a CSA. And as much as I loved the idea of a CSA, I hated getting eggplant for 9 weeks or peanuts for 4 weeks. I mean, you can only eat raw peanuts so often. So we know what we're going to pack in our boxes. We let folks know that through a newsletter that we send out so they can start their meal planning. With our business, there's no commitment and no membership fee. You order when you want, especially in the summertime if you're traveling a good bit and you're not home to pick up on that first and third Saturday.
People still don't get to really pick what they want, but they
do know
what they're going to get.
Yes, yes. They don't get to pick what they want, but everything they receive is amazing.
And so tell us, what have been your challenges in getting this business up and running?
My children are grown, and so our packing folks have dwindled because they've gone off to college. You know, sometimes when we show up at the market on Friday and I'm supposed to meet seven different farmers, only five show up. So I'm scrambling trying to find summer squash because the farmer didn't show up from John's Island. So that's a challenge. And we do have substitutions from time to time because of that. Or if the corn shows up and it's just not good quality, we'll pass it and I have to find corn from another farmer.
Do you know of anybody else in the state that's doing something similar to this?
Not on our level. There is another group in North Carolina. They're moving into South Carolina. But our main focus is to support those small farmers that may only have five bushels of peas to sell and it's not worth their time going out to the market, but we can distribute it for them.
And so what's next for Brown Box Veggies?
Expansion
to another part of the state?
You know, we would love that, and we're actually working with someone now to maybe go to Charleston, Spartanburg, Camden, some other areas in our state. We would love that.
What has been your marketing plan so far? It sounds like it might be word of mouth.
Word of mouth, social media, a local TV anchor, Dondi Mercer Plank with WIS TV here in Columbia, has us on her show once a month. That's been really a blessing to us. And we've done some small marketing campaigns.
Well, Heather, thank you very much for taking the time to come into our studio today.
We appreciate you having us. Thanks so much.
Heather Hardy is co-owner of Brown Box Veggies, based in Columbia, and we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts, where you will also be able to hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.